Good morning, everybody. From the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Bill Mitch, and here are some of your latest news headlines. A container ship has rammed into a major bridge in Baltimore, causing it to snap in a few places and plunge into the river below. Several vehicles fell into the waters, and rescuers were initially searching for at least seven people. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says two people were pulled from the waters under the Francis Scott Key Bridge, one in serious condition. According to a video posted to social media, the cargo ship appears to have crashed into one of the bridge supports during the middle of the night when traffic would be expected to be lighter. The vessel appears to be caught on fire. Thick black smoke billowed out of the ship. We will, of course, continue to bring you updates on this story throughout the day. Moving here to Delmarva, offshore wind was once again the topic of discussion on Monday night, with people voicing their concerns on a proposal that they say could end a lifeline for commercial fishermen in Ocean City. U.S. Wind presented plans for a new pier at the West Ocean City Commercial Harbor at a public hearing last night at Warwick Community College. The company no longer plans on extending the pier into the water, and the project has been downsized so it does not extend to federal waters. However, some commercial fishermen we spoke with worry about the project's impact on the industry in West OC. U.S. Wind stands behind their plans to improve a pier that was built almost five decades ago, and the company says it will not end commercial fishing in West OC. Be sure to catch the news at noon and 4, and the news at 5 on Fox 21. For the Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Bill Mitch. Have a great day, everybody.